For the first interview of the show, we have Adrian Lowe from Bush Radio. Since 2019, we have had a partnership with Bush, where a show called The Best of RX Radio plays on the station every Saturday from 10 to 11. Adrian, who is the program integrator for Bush, has been involved with the station on various levels since 1994, and also served as the media liaison to the Parliament of Republic of South Africa. He is here today to talk about our partnership with Bush and about Bush Radio itself. Welcome to the show, Adrian. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm great. Can you please tell us more about yourself and your work at the program integrator for Bush?
Yes. Well, I've been involved with Bush Radio for many years now. And the title that we've given myself is the program integrator. And what that means is I'm responsible for the stuff you hear on air, as well as all the projects that we run as a radio station.
Can you give us a brief history of Bush Radio?
Bush Radio is the oldest community radio station on the continent. It did a lot of work in establishing community radio in South Africa. It did pirate before there were laws protecting community radio and enabling community radio. So Bush Radio was the first project that really helped establish community radio, along with projects like Radio Zibanele, etc.
What do you think about RX Radio being a radio station by and for children?
I think that's very important. Bush Radio, I remember in 1996, one of our former station managers, Dr. Tanya Bosch, and myself helped develop something called Children's Radio Education Workshop, or CRU, because we got tired of having adults talk about children on radio. For us, our philosophy at Bush Radio was always that the people with the issue, with the challenge, need to have a voice and need to be trained so that they can talk about their own issues on air. So, yes, we've been involved in children's radio for a very long time. Some of the first discussions with Dr. Ugoiti about RX Radio, etc. And so we're very happy that there's something like RX Radio where young people actually get an opportunity to deal with the issues themselves, very much in line with what Children's Radio Education Workshop CRU on Bush Radio does.
What do you think about the partnership between RX Radio and Bush Radio?
I think partnerships in general are very good to have. Bush Radio never presumes to be an expert in an issue. So we need strong partners. If we want to talk about health, having a partnership with RX Radio means that we can call upon you guys to also get on air and help us find guests or anything like that. But it also strengthens the radio station, both radio stations, to be able to have people and a network of people. So partnerships are incredibly important to keep things going.
How has the Best of RX Radio on Bush Radio been received by your listeners?
I think they like it. Because of COVID, we haven't really had crew. We weren't allowed to have crew on premises. So I think with some of the shows and the stuff that's put together by people like Chris and the rest of the shows, it really adds to our programming, adds to the flavor of what you find on a Saturday morning. And it's not just jukebox radio. I think, you know, radio, I always teach people at Bush Radio that radio is a very personal medium. You're never really listening to radio in a group. You're listening to it on your own, in your room, on your headphones, etc. So it's about storytelling and sharing information. And I think RX Radio is one of the programs on Bush Radio that actually helps to achieve that and gives you an insight into what young people are thinking with their challenges, but also not what we call ghettoizing issues, where we sort of stick at, oh, okay, that's about health only, or that. And I think you guys achieve that with your content. It's not like, let's not feel sorry for them because they're from RX Radio, or, you know, it's part of a good quality radio program, and we wouldn't still be airing it if it wasn't.
How do you think people can support RX Radio?
I think, well, obviously listening to you guys online, listening to the show that's rebroadcast on a number of radio stations, I think that's important. But also, you know, it can be feedback. Sometimes our people are a bit shy to say, oh no, I didn't like that, or I don't like that, or I really, really like that. I think that's important. Interaction with any radio station makes it worth it. knowing that people are listening to you. I'll give you a story. When I started as an intern, when I was very, very young at Bush Radio, and I used to host a music show. And about 10 years later, I had a meeting with, we were doing some project around helping visually impaired people on the station. And I hadn't been on air for about 10 years. I'm one of those people who prefer being behind the scenes. And as I was leaving this meeting, this gentleman said to me, "Are you Adrian from The Rock Show?" And I was like, "What?" Because at that stage, I hadn't been on air for almost 10 years. And it turned out, you know, I had a listener. There was one person regularly listening to me on a Monday night. And I think radio allows you to interact immediately. It provides such a lot of comfort to people. And importantly, since we are at the Red Cross, healing. I think radio in South Africa should be about healing too. And healing on all levels. And building bridges and building understanding between people.
Do you have a birthday message for us today?
Yes. Happy, 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 happy birthday to RX Radio. And I hope you guys bloom. And I hope the authorities sort out our frequency plan. That's me just lobbying on RX Radio, that the broadcasting authority sorts out Cape Town and South Africa's frequency plan so that you guys get a frequency. I think that's very important, that people have choices and that we build. And stations like Bush Radio and people at Bush Radio are fighting very hard to build a platform where you'd actually have a frequency and not just online. Even though that's the future, I think people mustn't forget that radio on demand is a big thing. But, you know, keep going. Keep moving forward. Baby steps if necessary, but always forward.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
That's all, thanks.
Thank you for that lovely interview.